Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the 8th parak of Meseches Ksubos, and today we are up to parak Ches, Mishnah Dalid. So we just learned in Mishnah Gimel that if a woman inherits peros, so it depends when these peros are picked. If she got the land that has fruit that's still mechuber to the karka, and only after only afterwards are they picked from the karka, so then they belong to the husband. But if she inherits land, if she inherits just peros that have already been detached from the karka, so those peros are hers. And what do you do with anything that's hers? You sell it, you buy new karka, and that new karka belongs to her, and the husband has the peros. So the Mishnah tells us if, when the couple gets divorced, so everything happens in reverse. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Makom Sheyupa Kochel B'Knisasa, Hura Kochel B'Yitziyasa. The very case where the husband has more rights and a better position when they get married is the very case where he's going to have a weaker position when they get divorced. Makom shehura kocha b'knisasa, yafa kocha b'yitziyasa. And the very case where he has a weaker position when they get married will mean that he will have a stronger and better position when they get divorced. So that means peros hamechubar in lekarka b'knisasa shala ubi'itziyasa shala. Any peros that are attached to the karka that she owns when she gets married and that are picked during the marriage, they belong to him. But the peros that are attached to the land that she owns when she gets divorced and which are picked after the divorce belong to her. So you see, when it comes to peros hamechubarin, the husband has strong rights at the time of marriage and very weak rights at the time of divorce. Vatlushin min hakarka b'knisasa shala ubi'itziyasa shala. Any peros that are detached from the ground that she owns when they get married belong to her, but the fruits that were already picked from the land that she owns when she got divorced belong to him. So when it comes to detached fruits, the husband's rights are weak at the time that they get married, but very strong at the time that they get divorced. Now we move on to Mishnah Hey. Nafla avadim shvachos zakenim. If let's say she inherited old slaves and old maidservants who can't really do much anymore, and the husband wants to sell them and use the money to buy something that's actually going to produce peros, so yimachru, they could be sold by the husband, even if the woman's not interested in selling them. And they buy karka with it, and he eats the peros of that land. Says, she could force him not to sell them because the avadim and the shvachos that her family owns is a great credit to her father's house. They show the prestige and the honor of that family, and he's not allowed to take away that prestige and honor that her family has earned. Nafla zeisim ugufanim zakenim. Let's say she inherited old olive trees or old grapevines, and they don't produce much fruit anymore. So yimachru le'etzim, they could be sold as firewood by the husband, even though the wife doesn't want to sell them. Bi'lakach ben karka v'uachal peros, and then they buy karka with it, and the husband will eat the peros. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, lo timkar mnei shein shavach be'savia. That similarly, you cannot sell this because this is something that's a great credit to her family, and she doesn't want to sacrifice the prestige and the honor that is due her family. Now, what if a husband spends money on enhancing the property that belongs to his wife, hoping to make it a more productive property? If a man spends a lot of money investing it in the wife's nechasim, whether he spent a lot of money, a major investment, and it yielded very little, or whether it was a small investment that yielded and it turned out to be a great investment and it yielded a lot, whatever he spent, whatever he got out of it, he got out of it. Meaning, if he spent more than the land actually produced, so that's his loss. If he spent less than the land actually produced, that's his gain. So even though he can't claim compensation if there's an actual loss, that's true only if he had some of the peros. Because by enjoying the peros that it now produced, the peros of his investment, he's is like a person who spends money on his own property, where there's a certain risk involved, that sometimes the investment will go well and sometimes it won't. But hotzi v'lo ochal, but if he spent the money on the property and he didn't actually eat any of the peiros, and then he just divorced her, yishav kama hotzi v'yitol, then he gets, all he has to do is take a shavua, how much he spent, and he gets reimbursed for the full amount of the investment. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Dalet, we said that according to Rabbi Shimon, or that Rabbi Shimon pointed out, he noted that when the husband has a stronger position in those kinds of things, that a husband has a stronger position going into marriage, he has a weaker position going out, and vice versa. So we said, peiros that are attached to the ground, going into marriage, he has a very strong position, they belong to him. Going out of marriage, he has a very weak position and they belong to her. Peiros are detached from the ground, going into marriage, he has a weak position because they belong to her. But going out of marriage, he has a stronger position and they belong to him. And then in Mishnah Hey, we said that two cases where there's a machlokas, whether the husband can insist that something that's no longer productive be sold. One is a case of avadim and shvachos, and the other is a case of grapevines and olive trees that aren't producing very much, where the Tanakhama says, look, if it's not producing very much, so the husband has the right to sell it and buy new karka, and he'll eat the peiros of that karka. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda said, no, he doesn't. In the first case, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said, in the second case, Rabbi Yehuda said, that he cannot insist that they sell it, because it's costing her family their prestige and their honor. And then we said that if a husband makes an investment in his wife's nechasim, so regardless of how good or bad an investment it was in terms of what it yielded, he lost whatever he invested and he gained whatever it yielded, unless he didn't eat any of the peiros of that investment. If he didn't eat any of the peiros of that investment, then all he has to do is take a shvua of how much he spent on the investment, and he's reimbursed for the entirety of the investment. Okay, but from tomorrow we'll pick up with Perches Mishnah Vav.